And we are taking an unconscionable look back at the Mavs championship run, listening to some classic audio.
10th anniversary on Saturday.
Because it is the 10th anniversary on Saturday. If you would quit reading my lines, I would appreciate it.
It was last Saturday.
No, it wasn't. It was 10 years ago this last Saturday.
Now you're reading my lines.
Oh. So let's take an unconscionable look back at when I ran into, well, here's the short one first, when I congratulated the then head coach of the Mavericks, Rick Carlisle.
Still is.
I know, but he was also then.
Let's congratulate.
And he had some vulgar words for me, and it offended me so much I laughed in his face.
Coach, congratulations.
Thanks.
Whoever the f*** you are.
I don't know if that's beeped enough. Jeez.
That's just right.
Dang it. Where's the laugh? There's a, like a laugh. There's a like a Paul Schaefer laugh there, isn't there?
Not on that one.
Oh, dang it. Anyway, trust me, I laughed. Great.
That was shocking.
I went, ha-ha! It was very shocking. But I wanted to be the first to congratulate him.
Well, he looked up at you, and there you are with your quick t-shirt on and your hair all disheveled.
I don't always wear a quick t-shirt. My hair is not disheveled.
It probably was then. It was late night.
Isn't it disheveled, not disheveled?
I didn't say disheveled, did I?
I think you did.
Maybe you did.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Turned around on
Interesting.
Me
Interesting. We need to look into this.
And we did find the famous Clarence Clemons interview. This was the last interview that the big man gave before he passed away.
The two of you killed him.
George killed him.
I'm about to be vindicated here.
This was Clarence Clemons was the saxophone player for Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. Very famous sax player. And he was there at the game, and he was sitting down there courtside. And Giorgio and I noticed him, and we went up and interviewed him. And Giorgio had some bad information that was passed on to him by Mike Ducey, who is always the bearer of bad information.
Not always.
And you said to Clarence Clemons that he was performing the anthem. And it freaked him out so much, he clutched his heart and he went down.
Clutch his heart.
He went into
like
AFib.
Like a Danish midfielder.
You will hear in this interview.
Too soon.
What?
Too soon.
You will hear who the real violator is here in this interview.
And unfortunately, we don't have the original audio of this with us today. I think I have it at home. But we have us listening back to it. So right now, we are going to listen back to us listening back to the Clarence Clemons interview. God, this is the worst station in America. All right, here it is.
So how did it happen that you're doing the anthem tonight? You a Heat fan or what what's the story there?
Okay. Well, I'm a Heat fan, but I'm not doing the anthem tonight. I had a little tragedy happen to me.
Oh no, I'm sorry. What happened?
Listen to that.
Wow.
George pressing him.
How am I supposed to know? He just
found out. He told you he had a tragedy. And what did you do immediately after he mentioned the tragedy?
I said, I'm sorry.
No, you said, well, what was it?
I said, I'm sorry.
You were going to be the judge of whether it was a tragedy or not.
No, I said, I'm sorry to hear that. What happened?
The anthem tonight, I had a little tragedy happen to me.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. What happened?
I had some nerve damage in my hand.
Oh, gosh.
And I can't play. So, but I'm here to watch Dallas do what they're going to do. But I have a lot of friends in Dallas, and one of my favorite people in Dallas is Maylee Thomas. She has a Texas soul rock and roll band.
Yeah.
And I play with them whenever I get a chance.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they live in Plano, so I get a chance to come down the area a lot.
And you should have seen George. George was getting all bored and his eyes were trailing
not.
Off.
I
and
was
he was
respectful.
Not interested in this answer at all.
I said, oh, okay, great.
Uh-huh, yeah, okay.
All I hear is a brewing cardiac arrest.
Yes. You can oh can you gosh. Hear it? You can almost hear him clutching his chest.
Family in the Dallas area.
I got a band called the Bird Dogs. You want to come play with us sometime?
Yeah.
Shameless.
Unbelievable.
Hilarious.
Shameless. While a man
hilarious
is in cardiac arrest, you're going to be promoting your band?
Fine. If he was in cardiac arrest, why is he at an NBA Finals game?
Well, he wasn't in cardiac arrest when he went to the game.
Right. You put him into that state.
Ridiculous.
Oh, sure, yeah. Oh, yeah. I play. It's a long play. I'll be there. That'd be great.
When are you going to get back and play?
You see how he's already losing the ability to speak because of his heart condition that George has given him?
I'll be okay after next week. I'm doing a little surgery on my hand next Tuesday.
I'll be okay after next week.
He was. The hand's a long way away from his heart.
Mm.
They tell me I'll be fine.
I have a question. Have you ever met Bruce Springsteen?
Okay, now here comes...
What?
Here comes the village idiot. Have you ever met Bruce Springsteen?
All I knew is that this guy was a musician.
Here's
and
someone,
I was just asking the first other musician that came to mind, because a lot of musicians happen to meet each other and know each other, and the one that came to mind for me was Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah,
I had
great
no
question.
Idea at the time.
Great question.
I thought it was a brilliant question.
They tell me I'll be fine,
I have a question. Have you ever met Bruce Springsteen?
That's a horrible question.
Bruce Springsteen? You ever met Bruce Springsteen?
I heard that name before.
When's the last time you played with Bruce?
The last tour. We just
he hated
it. Ended the last tour, I guess, about a year ago, I guess, down. But, we were looking forward to going back again.
Have you ever met Rick Springfield?
Yeah, that's what I thought I was playing with before.
Well, hey, it was very nice talking to you. And say hi to us next time you come to Plano.
Okay, I will, my friend. All right.
See you.
He liked me.
Hi, Clarence.
Yeah, I had rapport with him. And then you come in with, hey, you ever met Bruce Springsteen?
No, you had no rapport with him.
Plenty of report.
Yeah, before Gordo came in and really sent him over the edge, you really triggered things, though, by accusing him of playing the anthem tonight.
You did accuse him of
then
that.
Then stepping into the bear trap, then asking him to explain his
define
tragedy.
The trauma.
How about thanking me for
breaking
a story?
I don't believe you had a trauma. How about thanking me for breaking a story?
Did you break?
As far as Mike Ducey knew.
You created the story that you broke.
No. As far as Mike Ducey knew, he was playing the anthem. But I broke the... No, he's not. He's got a hand injury. He's going to have surgery.
I think the Miami-Dade County coroner's report that the two of you
Gordon
were responsible
Keith.
For the death of Clarence Clemens
no,
is
not me.
100% accurate.
They say I saved his life a few times during that interview.
No, I have the report
that
still
George,
right here.
George was
later.
Sending him to Jesus, and I kept yanking his hand back into the earth.
I have the coroner's report, and it finds the two of you guilty.
That is not
paper.
A coroner's report you have over there.
Breaking news, 10 years later, Gordon's still a big jerk.
Nope.
That's what I get out of that.
I loved Clarence Clemens.
I could tell, yeah. Very respectful.
He was my favorite.
You ever met Bruce Springsteen?
That
is
such an exaggeration.
You lift your leg as you ask the question like
you didn't care. You always recount me with such attitude.
You know what? We're burying the lead, too. Jer, if you can just play the start of that again. George, are you nervous? Why do you stutter like this?
Edited.
So how did it happen that you're doing the anthem tonight? You a Heat fan or what's the story there?
I'm a Heat fan.
Not a very good editing job either.
Why are you so nervous?
Edited. Clearly edited.
I don't think so. I don't think that was 10 years ago. People didn't have editing capabilities back then.
Of course not.
What is editing?
See? Jer's backing me up on this.
Okay.
Thank you, Jer.
Love you.
Yeah, Clarence.
No, you don't.
Clarence, how old was he there? Do you have his...
Well, what? How old was he when he died? And you'll have your answer.
Okay.
Days later.
Dude, everybody knows that part. I'm asking you to look it up. Because I don't have Google on my side
of
the room.
Questions,
he was
answers.
69. Nice.
What do you mean nice? Well, it seems a little young
good
to
long
me.
Good life.
To be passing away.
Almost cleared 70.
But you guys made his final week on Earth hell.
No, we didn't. We absolutely made.
Did.
We absolutely made his week and Doris Burke's week. She loved us. She loved us. Maybe we need to listen to that again.
No,
Doris Burke. Why not?
Because some of it doesn't hold up.
I think that one's my favorite one.
No,
hearing you, me too, Doris Burke.
But he's skirting the real issue. First of all, I resent that he said it's a man's world. I disagree with that.
Okay.
I
think well, that's the perception of it. That's not my perception. That's the general perception of it.
The only thing that's a man's world is when he goes to his bathhouses. But other than that, no.
That's not true.
But the thing he's avoiding saying is that he has a crush on you.
No, I wouldn't call it a crush. I just said that you're a lot easier.
That's insulting.
No, it's not insulting. I just said you're a lot easier on the eyes than the Jeff Van Gundy. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I don't know.
Especially when you put the glasses on. I like the glasses.
You're not setting the bar very high. And I appreciate the compliment because, generally speaking, in cyberspace, I get killed for not looking like Aaron Andrews. Just killed.
Wow.
In fact,
I'd much rather look at you than Aaron Andrews.
Well,
George actually has new pictures of himself on the internet than someone published.
No, I don't.
Okay, that I will also not take a look at.
And he wasn't wearing his bra.
No,
he wasn't wearing his
bra. I don't wear a bra.
No disrespect.
I just wanted to meet you and tell you I enjoy your work.
Thank you very much.
And ask you what you're doing after the game. You got any plans?
Believe it or not, me and the guys are driving straight to Dallas.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah,
it takes us a few hours.
That's a coincidence. We're from Dallas.
Yeah. Gross. And the car that'll be following closely behind you will be George's. So just wave to him.
No, I won't be.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to call George when I'm feeling down and out. And
I'll
I need a little.
Better.
Yeah, you're going to make me feel better.
Make you feel better.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, the whisper talking that you're getting on the other end of the phone that's saying creepy things, that'll really pull you up.
I'll be honest with you, I'm more concerned about you.
Yes, he is the one.
He's trying to stir up the trouble here.
But he shoved an instrument in somebody.
I'm scared of him.
He's a little scary, isn't he?
She's
and you
so
notice,
smart, she immediately found out that you are the jerk.
You notice nowhere in there did George make mention that he had just killed Clarence Clemens. You left that out of
there.
He was
still alive at that moment.
She deserved to have informed consent as to who she was talking to.
He was still alive at that moment. It was the same day.
Barely.
Yeah, barely.
He had a stroke a week later. That's what it was.
Oh.
Triggered by
some more jokes. Come on.
An interview done by the two of you.
Right. Oh. The great Clarence Clemens.
May he rest in peace.
Yes. So that's some classic audio from 10 years ago when the Mavs won it all, as they say in sports.
Okay.
That's not a great ribbon to put on this segment.
Coach, congratulations.
Thanks.
Whoever the f*** you are.
Whoa.
Jeez, that's harsh. And sports.
Didn't take Rick Carlisle long to figure out who the jerk was either.
Scariness. He didn't even know who I was. He didn't figure anything out.
He knew you were up to something.
Sports scariness says the Denmark-Finland match over the weekend had an upsetting medical incident when Christian Eriksen collapsed just before halftime.
Horrible.
I haven't seen the video of this.
Oh, you.
Is it out there?
This is right up your alley.
Whoa. Why would it be right up my alley?
You like videos of people having problems.
Yeah, it's not quite
that
death, but
not
it's near
true.
Death, so you'll still
Dude,
get off on
that
it.
Is not... I'm sorry. I will what?
You heard.
Yeah, you're right, have... George. It was near death, so he won't be as interested.
Right.
So I have a sports question for you. Why does it seem like we have most of these happening with soccer?
Do we?
I think so.
We've
I mean,
basketball
there's like,
incidents too.
Yeah,
in the
there's
last
been.
10 years.
All right, in which sport do you think it happens most? Now, maybe
I don't know. You may have stats saying soccer over there. I don't know.
I don't have stats on it. I was unable to find the correct internet
hot dog.
Yeah, hot dog internet that would tell me which sport has the most cardiac arrest in mid play. But it seems like I've seen more soccer ones than any other sport.
Okay.
And maybe that's because more soccer is played around the world, perhaps. So there's more soccer games than there are basketball games or football games.
I would have guessed
U.S. football.
Basketball. Because we
That'd
had
be my guess too.
Hank Gathers and Reggie Lewis and Pistol Pete was
Pistol
playing
Pete
pickup.
Was, yeah.
I would have guessed basketball. Who was the great women's player?
There's only been one?
She collapsed too?
Yeah. I'll think of it. But I would have
Lynn
guessed
Bias?
Basketball. No.
Well, there's been several that have happened in soccer. Or as the world calls it, football. And it's really creepy because you'd think those guys are in the best shape of any athlete with all the cardio they do running around. But a lot of them go into that weird cardiac arrest or they jettison an aorta.
Well, maybe they don't know that, they have some sort of heart condition. They don't know about it.
Well, Christian Eriksen, he goes into cardiac arrest. They do chest compressions on him on the field, and they say his heart was still stopped for a while, and they had to defibrillate him, and he came back after the first time they defibrillated him. But how weird is that for him? He goes to the hospital and then FaceTimes with his team and tells them to keep playing because they delayed the match, and then they restarted the game. But you think it'd be weird going from dead to FaceTiming your teammates like within an hour or two?
That's pretty wild.
You just met Jesus and Abe Lincoln and the alligator, and the next thing you know, you're trying to get decent Wi-Fi where you can FaceTime your
teammates. By the way, guys, the alligator says, win one for him and Yoda.
You're making light.
I wonder if he has any stories of seeing the other side. I haven't heard any yet, but I wonder if he saw something.
I don't know. If I can get a reporter that speaks Danish, maybe they could find out from him. Because that's what he speaks.
That's a good point for us to exit this segment.
Speaks Denmark.
Thank you for that segment, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, segment.
Thanks for nothing.
That segment was a grand slam.
Okay.
If you're scoring this radio segment at home, you need to mark it as a grand slam.
Okay.
All right, will do.
Sure, Gordon.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Null. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you were only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.